The U.S. Department of Homeland Security recently clarified its intent to deport more unauthorized immigrants from the United States. Though, as early as November 8th, some women and children held in a Pennsylvania detention center saw their deportation cases speed up. Details from WHYY's Laura Benshoff.
Immigration lawyer Bridget Cambria says one of her clients at the Berks County Residential Center was recently put on a plane back to El Salvador.
She was orphaned at the age of 3 and had suffered terrible violence as a child. And as a young mom, she was alone and had been targeted by the MARA.
The MARA is an organized crime group in El Salvador. Cambria doesn't want her client's name used because her case is still pending. Under what's called special immigrant juvenile status, her client has a path to a green card in the United States. Cambria says the move to deport this and other families from the Berks County Center, about 70 miles northwest of Philly, marks a shift in the U.S.'s approach.
What we're seeing right now is a change in policy or practice where they're forcing the removal of mothers and children despite not having travel documents and despite them having pending requests for relief.
Under this change, the U.S. has deported 5 families from Berks to El Salvador. 3 had pending immigration claims, and none had travel documents issued by their home country, usually a prerequisite. Cambria's firm halted deportation for a 6th, the young mother at the top. Brennan Jean Grosso, an immigration attorney unaffiliated with the cases, says it is a departure from the leeway given some asylum seekers and victims of crime under the Obama administration.
In the past couple years, what we've seen is a lot of sort of flex to allow these cases to be adjudicated and to have people fully go through the process.
Immigration officials did not return requests for comment. In the most recent documents available, Homeland Security says it's still developing its position on whether it will expedite removal for unauthorized immigrants who qualify for immigration relief. For WHYY, I'm Laura Benshoff.